Now, to all entrepreneurs out there, flying a plane is a bit like running a business. Without the correct leadership, equipment, and balance, you will struggle. Now, an airline, once the pride of Africa, is finding this out the hard way. National Airlines should be a source of pride. When it comes to this, South African Airways is grounded. In a final effort to save the remaining parts of SAA, the South African government agreed to partner with the Takatso Consortium as a preferred strategic equity partner to try to reinvent the airline. Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan says
the partnership brings together South African public and private sector capabilities to reposition SAA. This may sound simple, but there are many complex moving parts,
according to Guy Leach, the founder of SA Flyer magazine. The consortium are dragging it out with SAA. The longer they drag it out, the more desperate SAA becomes to rely on them. Naturally, the consortium will want to be able to control SAA in order to reinvent the once profitable airline. This requires tough negotiating techniques. Once the consortium takes over, there'll be two parallel management teams, but the SAA management team has not covered itself in glory. Thus, the Takatso Consortium is expected to take control. With the change imminent, one must understand the route taken by SAA to arrive at this point where management are incompetent and the airline is unprofitable. Before explaining the crash, one must remember how high SAA once soared above the clouds. Using a rudimentary example attached to this article is a photograph of the 2006 ATP Finals, and we put it up against the 2021 ATP Tennis Finals. In 2006, the airline sponsor on the net in the middle of the court was SAA. In 2021, it was Emirates. Game, set and match.
SAA is a microcosm of Eskom and many other state-owned entities, says Leach. After 2008, many SOEs were used as the personal kitty for dozens of politically linked employees,
says Leach. The goal was to exploit it, SAA, as fast and as much as possible. Simply comparing SAA's profit for the year 31st of March 2006 ending of 966 million rand compared to a loss of 5 billion rand for the year ending 31st of March 2019. The numbers speak for themselves. A turbulent performance would be an understatement when reviewing SAA's latest results.
The best word to describe what happened is malfeasance. The rot started from the head down and everyone was in it for themselves,
said Leach. He compares SAA to Air New Zealand, which successfully implemented a turnaround plan 6 years ago. Air New Zealand was also struggling, of a similar size to SAA, with a similar amount of planes and routes.
I believe SAA could have been turned around, but it would have required an undiluted focus on profit.
All hope is not lost. There is a possibility that the consortium will be able to turn around SAA, preventing success are two major constraints weighing down the airline. Firstly, SAA has sold off much of its fleet, now inefficient and 20 years old. Four engine long-haul planes remain. With an outdated flight entertainment system and an expensive petrol bill, it is difficult to see how SAA will rediscover profits. Once this problem has been sorted, the international airline market is up in the air as a result of the pandemic. IATA, the travel agency group, states international demand for air travel in October 2021 is 50% less when compared to October 2019. Leach feels there is a further aspect ignored by SAA's management. They underestimate the resentment grown by taxpayers towards SAA after the way they treated creditors, employees, especially the pilots. If the South African public chooses to boycott SAA, it could hamper a successful turnaround.